All right, everybody. Hello. Welcome to FOSDEM. Welcome to the Nix and NixOS dev room. I'm happy that you are here. I'm happy that I'm here. I'm sure we're going to have a good time. My name is Martin Schweighofer. There's a slide for this somewhere. Let's see. All right. My name is Martin Schweighofer. This is Paul Meyer and Paul Herle. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah.
All right. We're here at the event. If you have any questions for us, like if you have any questions about the dev room, please ask us. Don't hesitate. We'll try to help you out. There's also a number of people who've been involved in organizing this who are not here today. Thanks to them, Brian, Tom, and Ivan, for also helping us organize. Yeah, thanks to you. It's great that there's so many people here. I'm really happy about that. This is basically the introduction talk, right? So it's not really that exciting yet. But we have a schedule, and we have some wonderful talks on here. And I'm really looking forward to hearing what members of our beautiful community are going to have to say about those topics. What else is there? Rules. I have two slides with rules, one slide with rules for the audience and one slide with rules for the speaker. So that means today we're going to have fun, but we're going to have structured fun. Please be kind and respectful to each other. I think that's the most important rule. Just like, yeah, think about what you're saying and doing. I think usually we're doing a good job with that, so I'm not too worried. Ideally, I would like to use really the, like since the room is full, I'm expecting it to stay full. It would be nice if we could use the breaks when we're switching speakers to like leave and come in. And if you're not leaving, there's still something you can do. You can like move into the center of the seating area, for example, so that the space that is available is easily accessible. Makes things easier for everybody, right? Do you understand what I'm saying? All right, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. Audience participation, check. Right? What else? We're going to have questions. Questions at FOSDEM. We only have one microphone, right? So if there's multiple... Sorry?
Only one mic per room.
Yeah. So since there's only one microphone per room, if there's multiple speakers, they're going to have to share. And if there's questions, the way it's going to work is... You're going to ask the question, the speaker is going to repeat the question. I think I'm going to get to that on the next slide as well. But please only ask one question, and then the next question, like don't ask two questions at a time, right? So that somebody else has a chance to ask a question as well. I don't have a problem with somebody asking two questions in principle, but I just want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to ask a question. And similarly, like if I feel like the conversation is drifting into a direction that's very specific, like it's something that's not interesting for most of the room, I might just say, hey, guys, please move that offline. Let's get to another question, all right? So please don't be offended by that. It's just... how are we going to run things here? Rules for speakers. This is the second slide with rules. Ideally, like I would like you to be here in the break before the talk, before your talk. So not immediately ahead of your talk, but like one break before that, so that we have time to talk to you about how the setup here works and so on. And if you have a slot presenting, please finish on time. We're trying to stay on schedule, start the talks on time, finish the talks on time. The time that's on the schedule, that's how much time you have available to talk. But that means there's only going to be like really at most 3 minutes for questions. If it, it's totally fine if you finish a little bit earlier and we just have a longer Q&A or just have like people talk a bit, right? That's fine. Just don't overshoot it. I actually have something prepared for that. I mean, there's usually, I think, FOSDEM has these nice pre-made papers for this as well, but I have some homemade ones. It's like a red card and a yellow card. I'm usually not someone for sports metaphors, but I thought this would be good. And the red card is, hey, you have 2 minutes available yet. Like it's 2 minutes, and then your time slot is over. So if you're speaking, you know, all right. And this card means please repeat the question. Because then like the audience online and the version of the talk that we can preserve forever, they're also going to hear what the question was. Yeah. Are there any questions about this talk? No? Well, I didn't use up a lot of the time slot, but thank you very much for attending my talk. I hope that we have a really good time today. And yeah, welcome again to FOSDEM in the Nix and NixOS dev room. That's it.